from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We are joined by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we want to talk some NFL futures with you. We've got a BetQL on BetQL Crime to report. We want you to defend your stance on one of your futures picks. But before we do all of that, Gino mentioned your O's up here the day after the Major League Baseball trade deadline. How you feeling about Baltimore now that they've made the moves that they've made here rest of season? And what's your prediction for how the AL East shakes out here?
Yeah, guys. I mean, you know, obviously they have the number one farm system in baseball, and they had the capital to go out and land one of the big fishes. But I think after what we saw, the Astros had to give up for Kikuchi, and then when we saw what the O's gave up for Tyler Rogers to get him for the Marlins, I mean, if they would have gone after Snell or Crochet or Scooper or one of those guys, I mean, they would have had to completely unload the farm system. So it's tough, right? Because obviously these teams have windows and you want to see them go for it. But at the end of the day, they really kept all their top guys. As Gene said, as we were coming back, Jackson Holliday hit a grand slam. So some of these guys are going to get called up here and contribute to the team. I was happy that they were able to land a couple starters and a couple relievers. And the American League is wide open. I still think they're the best, if not one of the best teams. And I think they're definitely capable of winning a World Series.
Yeah, PJ, we'll get back to baseball here in a minute, but it is the rare day where one of your big picks we can watch and listen to in real time here, and that being the U.S. men against South Sudan. 29.5 points. You don't seem too worried about that cover today.
I don't, and they're up 17 middle of the second quarter, so we're feeling good. I mean, guys, the handicap was simple, right? Like, these two teams played 2 weeks ago. U.S. was favored by 44 points. They only won by a single point, as we know. So I just figured a lot of people would look at the spread today, and they'd see that U.S. was favored by 30, and they only beat this team by one, right? So you'd figure a lot of people would be on South Sudan. You guys know I'm always looking for value, right? If those two teams didn't play that exhibition game, the U.S. would have been favored by 40 points. But because they did, they only won by one. It was all the way down to 30. I mean, you could argue that you were getting like 10 points of value today with the U.S. And these, once they're in the Olympic Games, it's a lot different feel. It's a lot different vibe than an exhibition game in London was when these two teams met up. So the U.S. is off to a good start. I expect them to keep it rolling. But I know it's a big number, fellas, but I really liked it today, and hopefully they can keep it rolling.
PJ, if I want to tell you through the course of the Olympic Games, I mean, walk me through it, because it's not something that I have a lot of history, not a lot of us have a lot of history with in terms of wagering. You know, how do you bet the Olympics, PJ? What's your go-to?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? I think I wouldn't bet it blind, right? Like, I think if you want to bet the Olympics, I would watch a couple of the heats, you know? I mean, that's the beauty is if you want to bet track and field, if you want to bet swimming, if you want to bet beach volleyball, whatever it may be, you're going to see these, you know, players or teams, whatever it may be, play a couple times, and then you can get a general feel for maybe the teams that you like, where you see value is. So that's what I like to do. I don't really like getting involved too early in the Olympics. I kind of like to wait to see the teams or the athletes compete a little bit before I wager on them. But there's certainly value danger, you know, because obviously a bunch of people really only watch these sports four times a year. So if you do watch it, if you kind of lock in on a certain event or a certain sport, you can get value on it. But that would be my advice to people. You know, don't bet it just blindly. I would probably watch a couple of races or games before I wager on certain things.
PJ Glasser from the BetQL Network, your host of Send It In, which you can hear daily. And certainly as we're heading to football season, you're going to want to get the opinions and takes and the data points from PJ here. And we're all excited about football, PJ. Today, though, you had a take here. Tell our audience who is going to win, in your opinion, the NFC South.
Yes, I think the Carolina Panthers this year, guys, are worth a bet to win the NFC South for a couple reasons. Obviously, they're 12-1. They were the worst team in football last year, so it is a long shot for a reason. But the reasons I like it are, for one, Atlanta's the favorite in that division, right? It's not like we got to go up against Kansas City, or it's not like we got to go up against San Francisco, one of these teams that's built to withstand injuries, that's proven to us time and time again that they can win the division. It's the Falcons, who obviously brings over Kirk Cousins coming off an ACL injury. They're bringing in Raheem Morris, who is in his first year with the team. That's just a favorite that I want to go after. So right off the bat, I like that. Then the other two teams in their division, I don't think many people really want to back a team coached by Dennis Allen and quarterback by Derek Carr. And then the other team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who Baker Mayfield had a great season last year. I'm expecting some regression for Baker. Todd Bowles is still the head coach there. So it's really the fact that I'm really down on two of the teams in their division, and then I think Atlanta's a vulnerable favorite. And then also the reason I like it, I really like what they did going out and getting Dave Canales as the head coach. Guys, think about some of the recent examples we've had with quarterbacks that were rookies that were just in terrible situations in their first years, right? Trevor Lawrence with the Urban Meyer situation, he gets Doug Peterson in year two, complete 180. Jared Goff in L.A. has Jeff Fisher his first year, then he has Sean McVay, complete 180. Bryce Young with Frank Reich was a disaster. Well, now Dave Canales takes over, and you look at his track record, what he did with Baker in Tampa last year, what he did with Geno Smith in Seattle. He really changed the course of both of those guys' careers. He got both of them paid, and I think with Bryce Young, that'll be a big influence on him. So, look, it's 12-1 for a reason. It is a long shot. I just think with Atlanta being the favorite in that division and with now Canales teaming up with Bryce Young, I think it's going to be a really good fit. I think the Panthers are worth a bet. And we know every year there's a team that goes worst to first in their division. Why not the Panthers?
All right, PJ. A little BetQL on BetQL crime here earlier on BetQL Daily. With Chris Mack and Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Network. They had some words for you, buddy. I don't know if you heard this or not. We'll play a little bit of it. I want you to be able to defend yourself here. This was earlier on BetQL Daily.
And I heard it this morning, too, on Just a Daily Tip. Like, now we got to put PJ Glasser in the mix, too. He's got the Panthers winning the division.
Come on, guys. Seriously.
It won't stop.
I did this a year ago. I did this a year ago telling people, oh, no, Bryce Young, I really believe this is – and they're going to come together in the second half of the season and improvements on the offense. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? A year ago, I was an idiot. I was stupid. The Panthers suck, and they're going to suck again this year. You know why? Because David Tepper is a big, huge goon of a dunce who just poisons the entire organization from the top down.
Got a point.
They're going to suck, guys. The Panthers will suck. Stop it with the Panthers.
All right. So there's Chris Mack and Joe O on BetQL Daily. PJ, he's got a point. Tepper is terrible. And a lot of times with these organizations, dysfunction starts at the top. What would you say to that?
Tepper is maybe the worst owner in sports. I will say that teams that have bad owners have won the division before. That's all we need. The Commanders under Dan Snyder have won the division before. The Knicks under James Dolan have won the division before. I didn't say I like him to win the NFC. I don't like him to win the Super Bowl, but the division I do like. And I'll also say the last time that people thought I was an idiot or they didn't like my take was when I had Oakland beating Kentucky in March Madness. We'll see what happens, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah, PJ, just to be clear, we are on your side, buddy. All right, you're one of us. Yeah. PJ Glasser, your host of BetQL. I mean, we've got to wait for real football. We can talk about futures, but hold on a second. We have a game tomorrow night. Now, from a batting standpoint, PJ, and again, we're still relatively new to this here in New York State, is there anything to be said for the action and playing something tomorrow night? Are you going anywhere near Bears-Texans in the Hall of Fame game?
No, I'm not, guys. I think, you know, there is good value on the preseason, you know, in some of these games and some of these spots, and betting on teams that maybe have rookie head coaches, rookie quarterbacks that are going to take those games more seriously than others would. The Hall of Fame game is just such a different – it's so different from the actual preseason just because so many of those players that are playing won't be playing in a bunch of the preseason games that we see. So nothing for me on that one. The Bears have already announced that Caleb Williams isn't going to play. We know Stroud's not going to play for the Texans. So it's going to be a ton of backups. I think a lot of people are just going to bet the under blindly, you know, expecting a low-scoring, sloppy game. Hall of Fame game tends to be that way. But for that game, I'm going to stay away.
We got some action on the diamond tonight, PJ. Any plays that have your eye in Major League Baseball tonight?
So, yeah, there were a couple games that I like going on right now. I liked the White Sox actually today against the Royals, believe it or not, on the run line. So hopefully they can come back, keep it close. They're down 6-3. They've lost 16 games in a row, haven't been good. I do like the Astros today, guys, on the run line, -1.5 at -110 against the Pirates. Great stat this year is that it's hitting at a 67% clip. Teams that are trying to avoid the sweep are doing so at a 67% clip. So whether it's a three-game series, four-game series, if you back that team in that game where they're trying to avoid the sweep, usually very profitable. So I'll take the Astros today at -1.5. And then I like Manny Machado over 1.5 total bases today going up against Clayton Kershaw. Manny's 10-for-34 in his career against Clayton. He's been playing pretty well. Padres are favored to win that game today. I think their offense plays pretty well. Manny's had some good history against Clayton, so I like Manny today, and I like the Astros as well.
PJ, I should know this. I don't. Where did you go to school?
I went to Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, okay. So you can relate to this. I would imagine you're walking around the Alabama campus, and there are donors for money, and they put their names on buildings or athletic facilities. And here's where I'm going with this, because we've been at Bill's camp at St. John Fisher University. I don't know if you've ever made it up this way, but we'd love to have you show you Bill's camp at some point. And where we are broadcasting from while we're out there, it's this fine facility, this fine venue that's overlooking the football field, the William J. Pelicano Pavilion.
Gene, I was hoping you were going there. I was hoping you were setting me up for a Baltimore name. Peloton now. You know, I always love on Twitter when I see you guys had. Didn't you have Matt Perino on the
show? Oh, he's one of our regulars, of course.
He's your guy. I saw earlier you were talking with Gregory Russo.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, this is fantastic. So I love that. So, Gene, I was hoping you were going that way, and when you did, I gave a little mini fist pump to it.
Can you do us a custom intro off the top of your head next time we have Matt Perino on the show?
I can. I think we might need to have Perino and myself on the show to see like how he enjoys how I say his last name. Do you think he would like that? You think he gets that a lot?
I think he would get it. I think he would understand. He's a well-traveled guy. And don't worry, PJ, we'll always have a seat for you in the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher University during Bills camp. You know that we'll keep that warm for you, buddy.
I love that. Appreciate you guys, man. Always good talking with you guys, and have a great rest of time out in training camp.
You got it. Thanks, PJ.
Here's PJ Glasser. He is the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I love analysts that are going to put themselves out there. And that's the spirit of what we got coming up. After we get through with Bills camp, and I'm not wishing time away in the summer, but as we're leading up to the season opener, we are going to do our bold NFL predictions. Are we going to have anything more bold than the Carolina Panthers win the division?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. It isn't. I hear what PJ's saying. It isn't as much a vote of confidence in the Panthers as it is just lack of confidence in the rest of the division, save for maybe Atlanta. But even Atlanta to me feels kind of off. It doesn't feel like Atlanta's a lock.
So today, and again, this goes back to the, it's nice that Terry Pegula doesn't speak.
Yes.
Because there was Arthur Blank out there talking about his quarterbacks today. And, well, somebody prepped him up on this. He didn't trip over. And he said basically what he should say. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, this gives us 4 or 5 years, and this gives us an opportunity to develop. But see, this is where the flaw is here. He's Michael Penix Jr. is not a developmental quarterback. He's a guy you can play right now. You're wasting time on his career. You're wasting the window. So the management, where that sounds good on the surface, but then you're like, you're mismanaging the cap by doing this.
All right, here's a question for you, Gino. Who starts more games as a rookie quarterback this season in the NFL? Michael Penix or Drake May?
Ooh. Drake May.
You think he starts more?
Yeah, because
I think it's Penix.
Well, is it because of Cousins? That's also a thing. Cousins coming off a major injury.
I'm not going to wish that on him. I'm not going to, you know, like none of us want to see that happen. I actually think that Penix will find a way on the field, whereas May is probably best suited learning behind Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots know they're going to not be good, right? Like they're retooling, rebuilding, whatever you want to say they're doing. So Jacoby Brissett is going to be, I think, is going to be their guy and may just stumble into a win or two along the way.
Okay, so if the Patriots start out 1-5, okay, that's kind of a reasonable expectation if you're a Patriot fan. At what point is the passion for Patriot football in Boston so great that everybody's saying, let's turn the page. What are we doing? I'm wondering, like, will there be any public pressure, or is everybody so satiated? If you're a Patriot fan, whatever. I can't hear you with all the rings in my ear.
I think there'll be a clamor, but I think your head coach is going to stick with Jacoby Brissett. I think there'll be clamor, but I think Mr. Mayo will prefer to stay with Jacoby Brissett rather than, you know, like in his mind, he probably has a plan for the rookie, and the plan is not to start Drake May midway through the season. I think they probably have a plan to string him along a little bit longer and let Brissett be that mentor. Where in Atlanta, I don't know that Penix needs the mentorship of somebody like a Kirk Cousins. And I don't think Kirk Cousins would be a guy who would want to mentor a Michael Penix Jr. I think that's just going to organically happen where Penix mm-hmm. gets on the field and actually starts more games for Atlanta than May starts for New England. At least, I don't know if that's a bold prediction, but that's a prediction I would make.
But going back to the NFC South, where, all right, so Atlanta's got their issues, and sure, out of this bunch, yeah, I guess they're the best of the bunch. Are we really buying in on Baker Mayfield and then Derek Carr? I mean, is there a worse collection of quarterbacks in any division?
I think it's safe to expect or assume that there will be regression in Baker Mayfield's game, and I think the head coach in Carolina is a big part of that. I think Dave Canales was a big part of getting the most out of Baker Mayfield last year, and I'm sorry, I have zero faith in Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, who, by the way, I think it was last week, and forgive me because I don't remember the backup running back in New Orleans, the guy behind Kamara, but he pulled up. He was injured during one of the practices, and Dennis Allen, basically, his comment was, you know, it's going to be hard for him to make the team because, you know, he can't keep himself out of the training room. He can't keep himself healthy. You know, he's always on the table. And all I thought to myself was, you know, it's the organization's responsibility as well to try and keep these guys healthy, to try and keep these guys on the field. The way it came off, it sounded like he was blaming the player for being injured. And I just think that's a very poor way to kind of lead and manage a team full of men who are there working their asses off every day. If you have a good training staff, you'll have guys like Deion Dawkins say what he said yesterday, like Alec Anderson collapses, we weren't worried because we have a top-notch medical staff and they take care of us.
Or sometimes the point is obvious. You don't need to make it if it's derogatory. And that's it, like, it's an obvious point. If he's not healthy, kind of hard to get on the field. So what are we doing with that?
Right. You're trying to guilt him into playing injured? How about getting your medical staff and your training staff to up their game and make sure that your guys aren't as injury prone?
Or just you pivot off it. You go to whoever's the next on the depth chart. Well, it's an opportunity for Joe and Mike or whoever.
I feel terrible that this has happened to him again. And, you know, our training staff is the best, and we're going to work to get him back on the field as soon as we can. Not, you know, he's really going to have a hard time making this team because he's always on the trainer's table. What? Okay. So back to the point. I don't trust a Dennis Allen coach team. I don't trust Derek Carr. I don't know what they're doing in New Orleans. I don't have confidence in what they're doing in New Orleans. All of that said, PJ looking at Carolina and saying, well, you know, it's not really about Carolina being good as much as it is everybody else being kind of a mess.
Well, it's a leap of faith in Bryce Young.
Yeah.
That's really, and okay, I didn't watch every down at Carolina football, but I would say, where was the one or two plays where you say, that's why he was the number one? That seems, we're talking Jamarcus Russell sort of bust.
I would say, though, Dave Canales doing what he did with Baker Mayfield should give Carolina fans reason for optimism. Because if he can do with a former number one pick in Baker Mayfield, or if he can do with Bryce Young what he did with another former number one pick in Baker Mayfield, then maybe there is something salvageable there with Bryce Young. I think that last season for Carolina was such a absolute disaster, partially because it started at the draft by drafting the guy that the head coach didn't want. You wanted C.J. Stroud. Frank Reich wanted C.J. Stroud. They drafted Bryce Young because that's what the owner wanted. And so immediately you're stumbling out of the blocks. And it didn't take long for Frank Reich to be gone. And Frank Reich isn't bad at developing quarterbacks. He's done it his entire career. He's worked with quarterbacks. He's been a good quarterbacks coach in the NFL. He could have gotten something out of C.J. Stroud in Carolina. He didn't want C.J. Stroud. He wanted Bryce Young. Well, now we're dysfunctional. So maybe that changes. Maybe Canales can get something out of Bryce Young. Maybe, you know, like, Bryce Young could be the next version of Tua in Miami. Maybe he's not the guy that can make all the throws, but if you built something around him and play to his strengths the way Mike McDaniel has, at minimum, you can get serviceable production out of your starting quarterback, because Tua doesn't have all the skills. Tua can't do a lot of the things that many NFL quarterbacks can do, but Mike McDaniel's smart enough to know, no, we can build some speed around him, keep those passes easy and short, then we'll get something out of him from a production standpoint. I think Dave Canales can extract that out of Bryce Young.
All right, so we're playing along this for entertainment purposes only, because I did not place a wager on U.S. men's basketball. You did not either. This was PJ's play. They're at the half, Danger, and the United States off to a good start. 55-36 is the score. You've got to win by 30. 29.5 was the spread here.
Okay.
So the U.S. men, if you want to hit the cover there, got to get going here.
Yeah, put the foot on the gas and, you know, completely throttle them in the second half, wear them down. When did I check out? Last night was basically like the recap of the women's team gymnastics final. Swimming had me last night for a little bit. I was bouncing back and forth between what I thought was a wildly entertaining Yankees-Phillies game, and the Yankees swept the Phillies.
Yeah, they won today. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, last night's game going into extras, I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, you're loving what you saw out of Jazz Chisholm. Unbelievable.
Like, okay. Yeah. Better late than never, Yankee fans, right? You were hoping for a bat, and what was that? 4 home runs in less than 48 hours from Jazz Chisholm. By the way, the new play-by-play guy came up with like some home run call there, basically. Like, they're still auditioning for the John Sterling
replacement.
Oh, okay. Well, the smooth jazz of Chisholm. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was fun last night, man. That was a fun. I mean, anytime you see a bat flip in a game, I'm always going to be like, oh, yeah, that's okay. A good bat
You're
flip.
Missing the obvious point. It was against the Phillies.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, Met fan over here is going to. Are you nervous if you're the Phillies? I think you're a Philly fan right now. You maybe are a little bit nervous.
A little grippy.
A little bit. But the Yankees feel like they're riding at least some wave of momentum right now, and maybe the acquisition of Chisholm was all they needed.
Well, there was something weird before last night's game, and we kind of learned this as we're going to wait a second. They're scratching Gerrit Cole. Oh, no. What's this all about? Is this the elbow? Is this anything? No. General body fatigue. It's summer. Yes, we're all fatigued here in the summer. Well, he threw a bullpen session today and it went well, so they're going to reinsert him into the rotation.
He got shelled against the Mets.
He did.
So mentally, he's probably not 100%.
Right. So next up, it's Toronto. Now, Toronto, kind of like the Yankees in a way, top-heavy lineup, but they've got some underperformers. And then, I don't know, I'm just kind of wondering, did you not want to throw him against that Phillies lineup? Maybe just give him a mental break.
That wouldn't shock me. And if that's true, that's next level management, right? Like, that's understanding your ace, knowing exactly what he needs, and we'll see what he looks like the next time he's out. The Yankees get over without Cole. They get the offensive production from Chisholm last night, and they outlast Philadelphia in extras, and they get the win again this afternoon at Citizens Bank. So, yeah, Philly fan might be a little bit nervous, and Yankee fan puffing their chest out a little bit, saying we're back. I don't know if we'll say we're back, but that was fun. And I know you don't want to hear this, Gene, but I would be completely satisfied if what we saw out of the Yankees and Phillies is what we saw in October. If that was our World Series, I would be completely satisfied with that. A lot of fun.
For the betterment of baseball.
A lot of fun.
I mean, I think you need Texas and Arizona. I'm sorry. Yeah. That just didn't move the needle for most of us last year. We need big teams, big names. We need stars in the World Series.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. We'll see how it all shakes out here down the stretch. We've got some more coming up next here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. In fact, our buddy Bart Winkler from the Infinity Sports Network is standing by. He's going to join us. We'll talk with Bart checking in from Milwaukee. We'll talk a little bit about the Jordan Love deal, the fact that Jordan Love is the highest paid quarterback of all time based on an 8-game sample. Feels a little weird, but I guess if you're Green Bay, you don't really have much choice, and you've got a pretty long history of having success behind center. So we'll get into Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Network. He's joining us next on The Fan, Rochester. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.